Thank you for joining this worship service of St. Andrew Lutheran Church as recorded at 8 o'clock on Sunday, April 21, 2019, for the resurrection of our Lord. The Old Testament reading is Isaiah chapter 65, verses 17 through 25. The New Testament reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 19 through 26. The Gospel acclamation is Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 12. Presiding and preaching is Pastor Gary Brandenburg. Assisting with worship is Pastor Jen Collins.
Hallelujah, Christ is risen. Hallelujah, Christ is risen. Welcome this morning to worship at St. Andrew Lutheran Church. We hope that you hear about God's love. We hope that you hear about hope. And we hope that you hear about life that we have in Christ. Everything you need is in the bulletin today. If you see an unfamiliar face, I'd like to share with you that Pastor Gary Brandenburg is our interim who's serving here, who actually is shifting now to part-time interim after Easter, after some time off. So you'll see his face today. If you're visiting, you are most welcome to share in Holy Communion. We'll share a little bit about that at the time of distribution, about how that works. But please do feel free to come to the table if that's your practice. Then lastly, you'll see some signs that direct traffic for us, especially between the 8 and 9:30 service. That helps us to keep from getting congested over here as people are coming in and you all are leaving and freeing up some spaces. So if you would leave by that corner of the parking lot, you'll see how the traffic will be directed. And then finally, our youth who are headed to Kentucky on a mission trip are serving breakfast this morning, and it was delicious. So if you have not eaten and you don't have plans, please do come and join us for some fellowship and some food. With that, we'll center our hearts and minds with words from the choir.
Thank you. I invite you to stand and turn so that you can face the cross which is at the back of the church. We come together this day rejoicing in the knowledge of Christ's resurrection. Yet we acknowledge and confess we have failed to live as resurrected people. Therefore, we make confession and ask for forgiveness. O Lord, we confess.
O Lord, we confess that like the disciples, we run away from your death and try to hide from you.
Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Giver of life and light, this night shines with the radiance of your risen Christ. Renew your church with the Spirit given to us in baptism, that we may worship you in sincerity and truth, and may shine as a light in the world through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated, and I'd invite the children forward for a message. I have some things to share with you, and if you brought some eggs, you can bring those up too. We're going to share those with the Salvation Army. Hi, Sonia. Come and have a seat. All right, I'm going to ask you guys to be keen and look around the room, and I want you to spot the insect. There's an insect in this room. It's really big. Can you find it? Turn around. You might need to stand. You might need to look up. There is an insect in this room. Let's see if the congregation can shout it out on the count of three. One, two, three. There's a butterfly. You see? Oh, those are awesome shoes on the bottom. You found the insect. Yeah, why do you think there's a butterfly on the cross?
Because it has four wings. It looks like that has four wings.
It has some wings. Why do you think it's on there? What does it have to do with Easter?
There's flowers over there.
There's flowers over there. Butterflies are kind of like, remind us of things coming back to life in the spring. So how do they resemble Easter and Jesus?
Sometimes, because I always want to get the flowers.
Well, yeah, there are some people who got those flowers in memory or in honor of someone, and so they're here to make our worship space really pretty. And then they can take them with them after today. But the butterfly is up there because it reminds us of Jesus. Exactly right. Remember how he was in the tomb, and then on the third day he raised from the dead? Yeah.
I'm allergic to pollen.
Are you? That's okay. We're going to be done really soon, so you can go back to your seat. Do you know Pastor Gary is too? He's allergic to pollen. He made a pharmacist friend yesterday, so he's going to be all right. So I'm going to give you a butterfly coloring sheet, because just like, Claire, do you want to maybe help out? And Peter, you can help pass these out. And then there are baskets of crayon. You can help that out. Just like a butterfly comes out of a cocoon, Jesus comes out of the tomb and reminds us that we have fresh new life, just like that butterfly with its colorful wings. So you can color this and you can stick it somewhere in your house, or even better, you can leave it here and we will use these butterflies to decorate our church for the rest of Easter.
I have one question.
Yes, what's your question?
I'm sad when bees sting me.
I'm sad when bees sting me too. Yes, I agree. So there are crayons over here, and if you want to grab some crayons, then you can color. But first, let's thank God for the gift of life we have in Jesus. The Lord be with you. Gracious God, just like the butterfly breaks forth from the cocoon, you give us life where we don't expect it. We thank you for the life we have in Jesus Christ, and we celebrate it today. In your name we pray. Amen. So you can take some crayons and take your butterflies and color so that we can decorate either your house or your church with lots of hope. Okay?
I want to decorate my Gigi's house.
Yeah, you can decorate your Gigi's house. She would love that. She is here. Yep. You guys can head on back to your seats, okay?
My Gigi's house.
Yeah, that's great. Here, take some crayons, all right? Can you take some? Find some that you like. All right.
Reading from Isaiah. I am about to create new heavens and a new earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come to mind, but be glad and rejoice forever in what I am creating. For I am about to create Jerusalem as a joy and its people as a delight. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and delight in my people. No more shall the sound of weeping be heard in it, or the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant that lives but a few days, or an old person who does not live out a lifetime. For one who dies at 100 years will be considered a youth, and one who falls short of 100 will be considered accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be. And my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity. For they shall be offspring blessed by the Lord, and their descendants as well. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox. But the serpent, its food shall be dust. They shall not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, says the Lord. The word of the Lord. reading from 1 Corinthians. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. For since death came through a human being, the resurrection of the dead has also come through a human being. For as all die in Adam, so all will be made alive in Christ. But each in his own order, Christ the first fruits, then at his coming, those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father, after he has destroyed every ruler and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to Luke. On the first day of the week, at early dawn, the women came to the tomb. Taking the spices they had prepared, they found the stone rolled away from the tomb, and when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but he is risen. Remember how he told you, while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified, and on the third day rise again." Then they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11. And the other women with them, who told this to the disciples. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen clothes by themselves. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. The Gospel of the Lord. Thank you, Handel Choir. You see the butterfly, but what are these pieces of paper coming down from the butterfly? What they are is during our Lenten journey, we talked about wilderness experiences. And these are your requests for prayer, hoping that God, who hears us, will answer and help us with the difficult times we go through in life. And I'd like to thank Pastor Jen. This is her creation, along with Pam Clark, a member of our church, showing us in a very real way what is all life, our struggles and our joys. And today we focus on our joy. Today my goal in this sermon is to increase our awareness of hope. To be joyful people is often centered in hopefulness. In 1880, a fellow by the name of Naftali Imber lived in Palestine. It wasn't Israel at the time. And as I read our Old Testament texts, I couldn't help but realize how awesome in 1880 and Isaiah looking hopefully for a day when the people of Israel will receive the promise that God had given them in the land of Israel. 60 years before that happened, this man wrote a song that is now the national anthem for the country of Israel. And the title, the Hebrew title, is Hatva. You and I would know it as the hope. And so the idea of hope not only comes out of our belief that we will share in just a few moments from our texts in the New Testament, but the idea of hope is grounded in the Old Testament, in the identity of the Jewish people. Whenever we have a wedding, we often hear these words from 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And now faith, hope, and love abide, these three. The greatest of these is love. I'm not going to talk about love. I'm going to talk about hope. Even though Paul said the greatest was love, I would like to suggest hope is essential, especially on this day. This morning, those who gathered on the mountain, Mount Remountain, we were reenacting what our gospel text describes. Early in the morning, ladies came. And when they arrived at the tomb, they were concerned about who's going to open it up, who's going to roll the stone away. When they got there, the stone was rolled away. It was open. And they were perplexed. What has happened? They went in and they discovered that the body was gone. And two men in white told them that Jesus had risen. He was alive. They went and told the apostles. And the apostles, they did not believe. They thought it to be an idle tale. And there are still people today who, on this day, celebrate just the rabbits and the eggs. Don't really focus on the risen Christ. But we have become like the apostles became. They came to the point where they believed. Peter went to the tomb and saw it empty, and he was amazed. And we will sometimes question in our own thinking, how do we prove the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead? We really can't. We take the words of those early disciples who saw him, watched him move for 40 days in his resurrected body, and they had hope. When Paul wrote to a group of Christians whose leader was Titus, he wrote these words, Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, for the sake of the faith of God's elect and the knowledge of the truth, in the hope of eternal life that God, who never lies, promised before the ages begin. To Titus, my lovely child, in the faith we share, grace and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. Faithful men have passed on this truth of Jesus' resurrection and God's promise of eternal life. He went further to say in Titus, for the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impiety and worldly passions, and in the present age to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly, while we wait for the blessed hope and manifestation of the glory of our great God and His Son, Jesus Christ. How is your hope level? I hope today in these few words I share, you will be encouraged to embrace the hope that we have. Oftentimes when people are sick, sometimes when they have a terminal disease and death seems imminent, in a visit I'll ask them, what do you think will happen when you die? Do you believe in the resurrection? Do you believe you will have an eternal home with God? Oftentimes the answer is, I hope so. Especially from Lutherans. We're not so in your face, I know exactly what is going to happen. We have this sense of hope. Because we have not experienced death. We have not crossed over to what is on the other side in eternal life. And so it's only natural for us to hope. To hang on to this thing called faith and Jesus. And to live our lives in a way in which we can have confidence in God's working in us with the reality that when death comes to us, just like it came to Jesus, the tomb will be empty for us. Paul wrote these words in 1 Thessalonians to a group of Christians who weren't too sure they believed in the resurrection anymore. They had questions about people who had died. Paul wrote these words in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about those who have died, so that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so through Jesus God will bring with him those who have died. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. All of us are living here, aren't we? We're alive. We're breathing. We're going to be moving. We have opportunities in life that we want to reach and accomplishments that we want to make. But in living here, let us not forget we have a hope. We have, when death comes, something greater than death, because Jesus has defeated death. And because of that, even though we grieve and struggle in life, we have hope. We're going to sing the song, Now All the Vault of Heaven Resounds. And the second verse is a promise to us. Eternal is the gift he brings. Therefore our heart with rapture sings. Christ has triumphed. He is living. Now still he comes to give us life. And by his presence stills all strife. Christ has triumphed. Christ is living. Hallelujah. Let him live in our lives. And let us have in that life a hope. A hope that gives us courage to face anything that can come to us, even death itself. Amen. Let's stand together and sing this hymn that is in your bulletin.
promise of new life. We pray for renewal of the church, the world, and all of creation. Alleluia, God, you are the resurrection. Bring joy to your church as we spread the good news that Jesus is risen. Lead us to proclaim this message with persistence and confidence. Lord, in your mercy. Alleluia, God, you are the creator. Open our eyes to the first fruits of new life around us, to budding trees, nourishing rains, warm breezes, and freshly tilled soil. Inspire our gratitude and renew our commitment to stewardship of the earth. Lord, in your mercy. Alleluia, God, you are reconciliation. You show no partiality among the nations, but instead call all people to the way of peace. Renew leaders and advocates for peace with a commitment to the common good. Lord, in your mercy. Alleluia, God, you are strength. Awaken hope and perseverance in all who need to hear a word of hope this day. Those who are hungry, anxious, oppressed, despairing, or sick. Lord, in your mercy. Alleluia, God, you are life. We give you thanks for all the newly baptized who by water and your word are forever joined to Christ's death and resurrection. Embolden all who share this baptized life and renew us in faith and action. Lord, in your mercy. Alleluia, God, you are comfort. Draw near to all who grieve. Refresh us with the promise that you will destroy death and that with all the saints we will be made alive forever in Christ. Lord, in your mercy. We commend these and all our prayers to you, O God. Come near to us with your saving help for the sake of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. We share Christ's peace with one another.
Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, ruler of heaven and earth. Day by day you shower us with blessings. As you have raised us to new life in Christ, give us glad and generous hearts, ready to praise you and to respond to those in need. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your heart. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb, who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in raising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Let us pray the prayer our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. You will be ushered to Holy Communion. Please join us at the Lord's table. May the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Life-giving God, in the mystery of Christ's resurrection, you send light to conquer darkness, water to give new life, and the bread of life to nourish your people. Send us forth as witnesses to your Son's resurrection, that we may show your glory to all the world through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Permission to podcast the music in this service obtained from one license with license number A703757. For more information about St. Andrew Lutheran Church, please visit our website at www.salc-wausau.org. Thank you for listening, and God's blessing be with you.